Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The center fielder, Gary Maddux. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Goodson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Rader. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Bryant. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ron Bryant. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Howard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Forsch. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Forsch. And now, play ball. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Howard and he is safe. Bonds steals second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bonds moves to third. One out. Gary Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rader. Bonds scores. Maddux moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Maddux moves to third. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Maddux scores. Goodson moves to second. It's 2-0, Giants. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno who is chasing the ball. Spear reaches third base with a triple. Goodson scores. Matthews goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Giants. Tom Griffin now pitching. Tommy Agee now playing center field. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is walked intentionally. Ron Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes hits a fly ball towards center. AG catches it and throws to Metzger, who relays to May to double up Bonds. Two outs. Gary Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maddux hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Maddux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maddux. Howard reaches second base with a double. Helms moves to third. Jesu Alou pinch hits for Tom Griffin. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Helms scores. Howard scores. It's 4-2, Giants. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCovey moves to second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Matthews strikes out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Spear hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes McCovey trying to get to home. Watson throws the ball into Howard, who tags McCovey, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Goodson moves to third. Spear moves to second. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rader is walked intentionally. Ron Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 0-for-1 in the game. Bryant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bonds strikes out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maddux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Goodson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first, with Ray covering, for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Matthews hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Spear hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Maddux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Giants. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Maddux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros 3. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Rader hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 0-for-2 in the game. Bryant strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bonds is hit by the pitch. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Howard and he is safe. Bonds steals second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-3 in the game. Fuentes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wynn throws the ball into Rader, who tags Fuentes trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bonds scores. It's 5-3, Giants. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Howarth now playing right field. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-2 in the game. Watson is hit by the pitch. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Watson moves to second. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Watson scores. Helms moves to second. It's 5-4, Giants. Skip Jutsa pinch hits for Jim Ray. Jerry Ruse pinch runs for Larry Howard. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Johnny Edwards pinch hits for Skip Jutsa. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Goodson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros 4. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Edwards now catching. Jim York now pitching. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maddox hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Goodson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Matthews. The throw from Edwards and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. he's got two RBIs. Spear hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Rader hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Moffitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moffitt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Astros 4. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Metzger strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Astros 4. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Crawford now pitching. Jim Howarth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howarth hits a ball on the ground towards first. May fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Crawford drops the ball. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Howarth moves to second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fuentes hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Howarth moves to third. One out. Gary Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddux is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Maddux strikes out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Astros 4. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 3 in the game. Rader strikes out. Two outs. Bob Gallagher pinch hits for Tommy Helms. Bob Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Astros 4. The Giants will come to bat. Hector Torres now playing second base. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Goodson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-4, Giants. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rader for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Astros 4. The Astros will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Jim Crawford. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Metzger takes first base on ball 4. Wynn moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moffitt fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 9, and Houston Astros, 4. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.